Okay, we're up to Parakhes. Pasuk Nundalad. After Shlomo Melech says his very lengthy and beautiful tefillah for the Beis HaMikdash, Pasuk Nundalad. Vayikach chalo Shlomo l'spalel Hashem es kol ha'tefillah v'atchina hazos. When Shlomo finished his tefillah, kam lifnei mizbach Hashem michra al birkav chapav prusos hashemayim. He gets up. Apparently he said the tefillah when he was down. Vayamod ve'yavarech es kol kal Yisrael kol gadol imor. He blesses Bnei Yisrael one more time. And he says, Baruch Hashem asher nasa menucha l'amo Yisrael kechol asher diber. Blessed is Hashem who has given kal Yisrael menucha like he promised. Lo nafal davar echa mikol davar atov. He did not lack in anything that he promised. Asher diber biyad Moshe avdo. Yehi Hashem alokeinu imanu kasher haya imavoseinu. Hashem should be with us like he was with our forefathers. Al yazvenu v'al yichenu. La'tos l'vavenu elav, l'aleches b'chol z'rachav, l'shmur mitzvosav, chukav, mishpatav, asher tzivas avosenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu should help us and turn our hearts towards him so that we will listen to his mitzvos. V'yu dvarai ela asher eschananti l'fnei Hashem, krov mel Hashem, elokeinu yamam v'layla. The words that I have asked for here should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu day and night. La'asos mishpat avdo, mishpat amo Yisrael, dvar yom biyomo. This tefillah should be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do the mishpat of avdo and the mishpat of amo Yisrael daily. The Malbim writes that the reason he asks for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen to this daily, the Malbim writes, Ratzalomer ki hashkachas Hashem tiyah lefamin kol elos kmo shekasav shekol ha'olu amnidam Rosh Hashanah. Sometimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he relates to the world is that he judges yearly and decides what to do for the year. And sometimes he dons each and every day. When a person does the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Hashem is watching him every single day. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this yearly Ashkacha, or you could have a daily Ashkacha, and Shlomo is asking for the daily Ashkacha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll do this, then all of the Amei Haaretz will know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Elohim and there is no other. These psukim are what we recite at the end of Hoshanos, and it's certainly appropriate now that we know the timing of these psukim, so reciting them at the time of Hoshanos makes a lot of sense. Your heart should be complete with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'alechas v'chukav v'lishmor mitzvosav chayom hazeh. Pazuk samach beiz. V'amelech v'chol Yisrael imo zovchim zevach l'fnei Hashem. They're bringing lots of korbanos. V'yizbach shlomo zevach ha-shlomo masher zevach la-Hashem bakar esrim u'shnaim elef. 22,000 bakar. V'son mea v'esrim alef. And 120,000 sheep. Vayachnechu es beis Hashem HaMelech v'chol b'nei Yisrael. So they bring lots of sacrifices. Vayom ahu kidash HaMelech es tocha chatzir asher lifnei beis Hashem ki asa sham es ha'ola ves ha'mincha ves chel ve'ashlamim. He was mekadesh the tocha chatzir because he brought korbanos. Ki mizbach ha'nechoshes asher lifnei Hashem katon me'achilas ha'ola. Because the Mizbeach HaNechoshes was too small to fit all the Olos Ves HaMincha Ves Chal Ve'ashlamim. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes was not enough, and therefore he did something. What did he do? He was Kiddush as Toch HaChatzer. There's a Machlokas in Zvachim Nun Tesem and Aleph as to what exactly was done. One opinion states that he was Mekadesh as Toch HaChatzer. There were so many Korbanos that he had to be Mekadesh, the Ritzbah of the Azara, and they were actually Makriv, the Korbanos on the Ritzbah of the Azara, because there was no room for all the Korbanos on the Mizbeach. The other opinion in the Gemara is that no, they were bona another mizbeach beyond the mizbeach of Moshe was the mizbeach of Nechoshes. They made a mizbeach out of avanim, which Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara there states, he gives the measurements, how it was like 576 times the amount of Moshe's Mizbeach. The dimensions, you're looking at me funny, were 24 by 24, as opposed to the other dimensions, which somehow comes out to Chamesh Mios Shivim Vashesh Kishal Moshe. In Rashi, quotes the Gemara in Zvachim. I said Nitesim and Aleph. Here in my Rashi, it says Nitesim and Beis. Maybe it's a little bit of both. Ayin Sham. Pasuk Samachay. Vaya Shlomo Ba'isi Yes HaChag. So Shlomo made this Chag. V'chol Yisrael Imo Kehal Gadol Milavo Chama. Sorry, he made the Chag, Dehainu, I believe, Sukkos. V'chol Yisrael Imo Kehal Gadol Milavo Chamas Ad Nachal Mitzrayim Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu Shivas Yamim V'Shivas Yamim Arba Asar Yom. So 7 days of the Chanukah HaMikdash, 7 days of Sukkos, which was 14 days. Vayom HaShmini Shilach HaSa'am Vayavarachu HaSamelech. And on the 8th day they were sent home. Commentators say that they told them on the 8th day they would go home. They obviously didn't go home the 8th day because the 8th day was Shmini Atzeres. They went home after the 8th day. Vayavarachu HaSamelech. Vayelchu Lo Alayim Smechem V'tovei Lev HaKol HaTova Asher Asa Hashem L'David Avdo L'Yisrael Amo. The Gemara in Moikatan on Daf Tes points out, of course, that if the 7 days before Sukkos were the 7 days of the Chanukah HaMikdash, so that means that Yom Kippur was in the middle. And the Gemara in Moikatan discusses how, in fact, they actually ate on that Yom Kippur. The Gemara in Moikatan says as follows. Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Osa Shana Lo Asu Yisrael as Yom HaKippurim. Vayudoagim Va'omrim Shemen Ischaivu Sonem Shal Yisrael Klaya. Maybe we were guilty and we're deserving of destruction. Yatzta Bas Kol Va'omra Lohem Kulchem Muzumanim L'chayo Lom Haba. My Darush. So how did they know that they could do this? Amr Kal V'chomer Huma Mishkan Shein Kedusha So Kedusha So Olam. The Korban Yachid of the Nesiyim by the Mishkan was Doches HaShabbos Deser Skila Mikdash, Tikdushaso, Kedushas Olam, the Korban Sibur, the Yom HaKippurim, the Anishkares, Lo Kol Shekein. So, they're Dorish Akal V'Chomer from the Mishkan.
Who ate? Everyone ate?
Yeah. El Amai HaYudogim, so why were they nervous? Hasam Tzorach Gavoa, there was a Tzorach Gavoa, because they brought Karbanos, Hacha Tzorach Hedyot, I guess the eating of everybody was only a Tzorach Hedyot. So why don't they just bring korbanos and not eat, v'lo lishtu, and not drink? Ein simcha b'lo achil of shtia. No, there wouldn't have been simcha without eating and drinking. They needed to eat. So the Gemara learns from a Kal V'Chomer that they were doche Yom HaKippurim on that year.
Why don't they eat and drink for simcha?
No.
Does anyone say that? Eloha Yom Tovim.
Okay.
That wasn't because that's in terms of being a Yom Tov, like they dance, but not that there was Simcha. To have Simcha, you need to eat something.
I sure didn't say Simcha next tomorrow.
What? No, it says Eloha Yom Tovim, it's all okay.
Simcha, we assume, involves eating. So the Gemara continues, Yasta Baskol, Barmelam Kulchem, Zumanam Lachayolam Haba. Says the Gemara, we null in the achilahu. How do we know that they were forgiven? Tatani tachlifa. Vayom hashmini shalach hasa'am. Vayivarku hasamelach. Vayalku lo alayim smechem. V'tovei leiv. Al kol atov asher asa Hashem l'david avdo. Uli Yisrael amo. Lo alayim shalachu matzun Hashem b'tara. Smechem shenenu muziv hashkina. V'tovei leiv shekol echad v'echad nisabra yishtav ben zachar. Al kol atova. Sheyotz tabas kol v'armelam kulchem uzumanim l'chayol hava. L'David Avdo Yisrael Amo Bishlam Al Yisrael Amo Da'achalu Avon Yom HaKippurim. So by Yisrael, I understand that it means they were forgiven for the Avon of Yom HaKippurim. El L'David Avdo Mahi Am Rav Yehud Amarav Bishah Shebikesh Shlomo Lahachnes Aron L'Mikdash. when Shlomo tried to bring the Aron in, Davku Sharim Zelazeh. They didn't want to let him in. Amar Shlomo Esrim Abu Rananas Velo Nana Pasach Amar Susharim Rashechem Velo Nana Kevin Shamar Hashem Elohim Al Tashay Pnei Mashichacha Zachar Lachatei David Avdecha Miad Nana Bosa Shah Nefku Pnei Sone David Kishule Kidei Revi Yadu Akol Shemachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Oso Avon. David was forgiven for the Avon of Bathsheba and Uriah, and they allowed him inside. Fascinating Gemara. So again, it says here that they ate on Yom Kippur. The Radak has two possibilities. The Radak points out, maybe the Taka didn't eat. They just had 7 days, and they didn't eat on the Yom Kippur. Gemara Moed Katan says beferish that they ate. By the way, the Radak points out, I think the Gemara said it also, but I didn't read that part, that don't tell me that the Zayin Yemei of the Chanukah HaMikdash were after the 7 days of Sukkos. You might have been able to try to read that in, because it says in Divrei HaYamim Beis Zayin Yud that they left on Chaf Gimel LaChodesh. It doesn't just say that they left on the Shemini. Okay? It happens to be that the Ralbag in Toelis Lamed Beis, sounds like the Ralbag there says that the 7 days did in fact come after. If I'm reading it correctly, in Toelis Lamed Beis he writes, Vihine, no, that's not it. Hashloshim Ushnain Lodia Eis Chanukas Abayis Umispar Yemei Chanukas Abayis Vihine Haya Achar Sheikifu Shivas Yomim Lachag HaChodesh Hashvi. Did I read that right? Eis Chanukas Abayis Umispar Yemei Chanukas Abayis Vihine Haya Achar Sheikifu Shivas Yomim Lachag HaChodesh Hashvi Bofen Shenishlam Bitzad Ma Lachag HaChodesh Hashvi. He just said it was after. Against the Gemara, even though the Ralbag here on the spot writes that according to the Gemara, you have to say that it was done Ayidei HaRasha and Ayidei HaNeviim Shahayusham, even though the Gemara says that they were Dorosh HaKal V'Chomer. So either they were Dorosh HaKal V'Chomer, or is Alpi HaRasha, or Alpi Neviim, or all of them together, but it's against the Ralbag and Toelis Lambeis, which says that it wasn't in that order. Okay?
Yeah.
So, assuming like the Gemara that they were Dochi Yom Kippur that year. So then the pasuk which says Vayochlo Alayim Smeichem Tov Lev. So the Gemara says it was because of the Avon that they ate. The pshat is the Radak points out that they went home happy Al Kol HaTova that Hashem had done for them. They went. That's why they went home Tov Lev, not because they were forgiven. And we pointed out that David Avdo refers to him being forgiven for the chet of David and Bathsheba. The Mishmas Zav says, based on this whole thing, so what does it mean that they were achiluhu? There are four possibilities, he points out, that they were forgiven. Possibility number one, if they had needed to be forgiven, so implication number one is that they taka were wrong and they needed kapara, because they shouldn't have eaten on Yom Kippur. Possibility number two is they did the correct thing by eating Yom Kippur, and v'achiluhu is lav dafka. They didn't really need to be forgiven b'chlal. Just means that it was okay. Possibility number three is that even if they did kedin, they still needed kapara. And possibility number four is that they did kedin, but they were concerned that they lost the milas of the kapara of Yom Kippur, and therefore they got it.
What's number three?
That thing where you jump into the fire but you're still gonna get burnt, if you do an aver lishma, so but still the maisa you still.
No, but this gemara does sound like the fourth thing.
So that leads to the question, which is, even if they ate a Yom Kippur and even if they had a kal v'chomer, maisa, what's gonna be with Yom Kippur? How could they go a year without Yom Kippur? So you need to say that year, what they were able to reach, the darga that they were able to reach, what they were masig with the simcha and the kirva takarash baruch hu, was either as great or greater than the year of Yom Kippur and they were able to achieve their slicha and kapara al yidei that simcha. Rosh Chodesh Adar is a day away, and perhaps it should remind us of the Divrei HaZohar that Purim is better than Yom Kippur. And that's why it's Yom Kippurim, that al yidei the simcha and that kirva and ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's possible to reach perhaps even greater heights than we can reach with the yira of Yom Kippur. Rav Yisrael Salanter has a very interesting letter in Or Yisrael letter Chaf Beis, where there he is describing a situation in Europe when the cholera magefa, what year?
1848.
Really? That was the only year? That was the famous one? In Brisk, that one?
This is the one that was so long ago.
Okay.
They made Kiddush and
Joel. Okay. So I don't know that part, but I know this letter.
Yeah.
So the letter he writes here to the people who are all nervous about what's going to be with Yom Kippur, and he's mitzava them to eat. He discusses how different times call for different types of avodas Hashem, and we need to channel certain netios that we have to the need of the time. And he writes that lizos lechaleitz lechol chayfetz man ka'es asher hamachal alazu niras abaretz rachman alitzlan v'zeh seichel ayasher, and our minds tell us livli lefchod mimena muma, we can't be nervous. I think he points out that the doctor said that sadness and being nervous will be more dangerous. Vanisayon, he writes, Horanu b'yamim chof masher gavur rachmanu l'son amach l'almod ki kol asher nasa shichmo l'svol al hanhagas harofim b'achilaso kechacham v'lo kechzil. Someone who must eat on Yom Kippur, who's wise and not a fool, lo nirabo nego machl rachmanu l'son v'lazos kasher kol hanhagas hadas nishtana, when the way that we need to be manig ourselves is changed, al pi adin ba'es al azu ein l'rabos miriris b'yamim hakadoshim ve'es lishmor v'lavod es Hashem b'chedva v'hi hama'oz. We need to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of chedva, ki chedvas Hashem hi ma'ozchem, that the strength that we will gain will be in the rejoicing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein ein lidog ve'ein l'sonin al nefesh yikara ki nifter mitzaros ha'chaye ha'hevel lov olum chos darga nechocha tei nafsha tzurib tzor ha'chayim Yinacham Hashem Yisbarach Shmos Kavod V'chulei. Here giving chizuk, very similar, I believe, to the Yom Kippur in the times of Shlomo for different reasons, but encouraging the people to recognize that sometimes our avoda calls for simcha, sometimes our avoda calls for yira, and it's possible perhaps to even achieve through simcha what we can achieve through yira. I would just like to quickly begin Perek Tes, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to the Tefillah of Shlomo. Perek Tes. Vayikach chalot Shlomo livnos beis Hashem as beis HaMelech. Ves kol cheshe Shlomo asher chavis lasos. He built the bayis, he built his house, and he built whatever else he wanted to build also. Malbim writes, he built the two things which were necessary, he even built things which were not necessary. Vayera Hashem Shlomo sheinis. Kasher nirei lav begivon, and Hashem appeared to him a second time. Ay is the third time, because we just learned in Parag Vav that Hashem appeared to him. So the Malbim points out that even though this is really the third time, the second time didn't count, because the second time, where it says there vayhi dvar Hashem el Shlomo, and here it says vayira Hashem el Shlomo as opposed to dvar Hashem, so here it's on a lower madrega. And in fact, the Radak there in Perek Vav,
there
it was on a lower Madrega. And the Radak in Perek Vav points out that there, that it was the Dvar Hashem of Shlomo meant that it was Ayyadei, the Navi Achia Shiloni, to Shlomo, but Hashem didn't actually speak to Shlomo, so here really is the second time. What does he say to him?
The Chazal Darshan of Shainas means Velo Yasafo, that he didn't do it a third time. I think they say they do that by Yonah, I think. I think by Yonah, there's a pasuk at the Darshan. So I think they darshan that he never And again, in Melachim it doesn't appear again. I mean, there's no place where it's explicit again.
Right. Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know. There's no, you don't have any.
I don't know the Chazal offhand though. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Hashem Elav Shemati Es Tfilascha Ves Tinascha Asher Eschananta, I heard your tfilas. Lefana Hikdashti Es Habayis Hazeh Asher Banisa Lasum Shmi Sham Ad Olam Vayu Einai Velibi Sham Kol Hayamim. Sounds like he's responding directly to Shlomo's Bakasha. I will have my eyes on your house. Va'ata but Im Teilach Lefana Kasher Alach Avad Abiyat Abasam Levav Yoshilasach Kechol Asher Sivisicha Kukayim Shvatai Tishmor. If you follow my Torah, if you follow the ways of David, your seat, your throne will remain forever. If you don't listen and you go the other way, and you serve other gods, so then I will send you out of the land and I'll destroy the house. The Mepharshim explain that Lishnina, yes, Lamashal means there'll be an example. Lishnina, Zudas Tzion says that it comes from the words of Vishinantim Levanecha, Lashon of Dibor. Everybody's going to be talking about you. You'll be a Lamashal Lishnina Bechol Ha'amim, that everybody will talk about you, obviously not saying good things. This house will be Elyon. What does it mean this house will be Elyon? The Radak says either this house Asher Haya Elyon, that this house which used to be Elyon will no longer be, or he writes that Elyon can also sometimes be a Lashon of destruction. And he quotes a pasuk there, Ka'alos Gadish Bito, which there means to cut down. So yeah, Elyon will be destroyed. Call over Allah, anyone who passes by it, Yishom Visharak. Yishom, Rashi says, Yitma, he'll wonder. Visharak. Mitzvah Sion describes a whistling sound, so a wonder, and he'll whistle. V'amru Amasa Hashem Kachalar, Tazos Labaisazah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do such a thing to this land and to this house? V'amru al Asher Azbos Hashem Eloheim, Asher Hotzias Avos Amerit Yisrayim Ve'achziku Be'elohim Acherim Ve'ishtachu Lohem Ve'yavdum Al-Kain Hevi Hashem Aleihem Es Kol Ha'Azos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts Shlomo's Tefillah, but he does say that if you listen, I'm with you. If you don't listen, there will certainly be consequences. And with that, we really completed, I believe, this inyan of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. There is an interesting thing that comes up in Perek Tes, although mostly Perek Tes is run throughable. There is something which I believe might be very halacha lamaisa and very connected to, I don't know about current events, we're not so much these days talking about land for peace, but I think you have a very interesting discussion which very much relates to the question of land for peace, which we will discuss in Perek Tes, Mirtz Hashem, next week.
Well...